welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB. We're TLUSB!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show Podcast, episode 290. I am your host, Derek Vance, the one and only. With me, as always, is Snow Mountain Man himself. It is Careful Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Hello. There's a lot of me, so I'm not one or only.
That's, you know what? It's a collective we at this point, right? That's kind of how you have to look at it.
I have a nice Wii U collection, if that's what you're hinting at.
Is that how you open your Tinder profile, too? Ladies, I have a nice Wii U profile.
Yeah, I'm not interested in dating, but I just wanted you to check it out.
I'll show you my Wii U collection. Also joining us is the man who's watched the first three episodes of Pam and Tommy over and over and over again, only for the talking dick, and that is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
I have seen zero episodes of that. Just three episodes of like hardcore porn.
I haven't watched it. I had heard about it, and the coconut watched it.
I watched it.
Way that she described it to me was apparently they are deep diving the sex tape getting stolen, and then it is like a deep dive of how each iteration or part of the sex tape occurred.
So they're showing dong. Is that what's coming?
Yeah, talking dong.
Yeah, that part was so stupid. Like, that show is kind of interesting, but it's so dumbly written most of the time.
Yeah, man is like...
that happened in the sex tape?
Yeah, his dick started talking. He was narrating the whole thing.
Probably. I didn't see that.
The rumor that I read with that talking dick scene was that they wanted to get Leo DiCaprio to...
Yeah, that's what I saw.
That would have been amazing.
Tommy was just playing around, like, making his dick talk with his own voice.
No,
it's
CG. It's dumb. It's Jason Mantzoukas or whatever the hell his name is. He was in the league
from the league
and
yeah.
Dark
haired guy.
He's in Brooklyn 99. Yeah, that guy's ridiculous.
He's so good. That's awesome. Yeah, man is like the show's good, but you might find it really dumb. I'm like, that's all right.
I've never seen the sex tape. Yeah. I saw like a clip of them on a boat, which I think is in the sex tape.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, I never ordered it from the World Wide Web.
Tommy Lee's giant dong.
They had clothes on when I saw the clip on the boat.
It's not a lot of those. Way. Not a lot of those in that.
They were
that
doing tape. Their Ride to Hell sex tape with the clothes on.
That's where they got the inspiration for Ride to Hell. Yeah. welcome. It's February 6th. We are into another month already into 2022, which is kind of crazy. Groundhog happened. He said winter's coming, and then Ralph felt it all week long, which is terrible. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he should have just said the Pro Bowl's coming.
No one cares. I turned on.
Get to see the Chiefs playing the Pro Bowl finally.
I turned on the skills challenge yesterday for like 10 minutes, and it was.
Did you watch the Madden game?
No, all I turned on. I turned on, and it was like the I don't know. You had to like thread the needle. So it was Kirk Cousins against two DBs, and then it was Mac Jones against two DBs. Kirk Cousins was awful. I mean,
he didn't throw those picks.
He didn't throw any interceptions, but he just couldn't nail any of the spots. Mac Jones threw an interception, but still won. I was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever watched. And then they interview him afterwards, like, what was your game plan here to block somebody from throwing points or throwing a ball into a hole? This is not real sports. Why are we interviewing people like it's real sports?
They've been doing it for a while, and it's always been stupid shit, but... They were playing Madden, and like they were in Vegas, and the game was like displayed on the side of like the Tropicana Hotel.
What?
And like Marshawn Lynch was just, it looked like Marshawn Lynch was sitting on a couch next to their stage, just smoking weed.
Oh, probably.
So, I mean, it was kind of weird.
That's weird. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch much more of the skills challenge. I then turned on the Olympics, but only as background noise because I was not paying any attention. But, you know, go USA. Unless it's curling. Curling is where I'm at for winter. No. Curling is my winter Olympic of choice.
Are they playing baseball as part of the Winter Olympics? or no?
I think that's just supposed to be in the next Summer Olympics. I don't think it's
okay.
The
Winter Olympics. Because there was like some international baseball tournament going on. I wasn't sure if that was related to the Olympics.
No, I don't believe it is. Baseball's still on the lockout, man. Can't get a deal done, so we might not have baseball this year. Sad.
Well, somebody I know from Kansas City, their son got drafted to the Royals. And she said that the lockout's only for the top level, only for the MLB. Like all the minor league players, they still, since they're not part of the players union,
they can play.
They all just continue as usual.
That's cool then. That's good. Yeah, it's kind of nuts that we're probably going to get delayed spring training and then possibly a shorter season. But, you know, hey, listen.
They just don't want the Pirates to win at all.
Just means the Braves get to be champions that much longer. It's fine. Yeah. Get to hold that crown a little more.
Baseball season needs to be shorter anyway, so.
I love baseball. I love baseball so much.
Well, dude, like, baseball's so long that you just forget it's happening for a few months, and then you realize it's still going.
The first 2 months of the season are pretty hot, and then, like, anything before the All-Star game area, you kind of forget that it's a thing. And then it's back, and then you forget, and then it's playoff time, and you're like, fuck yeah, playoff baseball, let's go.
Yeah, I don't know how they mentally stay in it that long.
I mean, they're getting paid millions of dollars to swing a bat and crush home runs. So
yeah, but there's so many games played that you feel like you just take a month off and nobody would notice.
Yeah. Kyle Ripken would never do that.
Oh, he couldn't. Iron Man.
No. Yeah.
Except unless he's going to bang Kevin Costner's wife. You know. There's that whole rumor that Kyle Ripken banged Kevin Costner's wife, I think.
I didn't know that.
I think it was like before game two to make it even more crazy.
Kyle Ripken senior or junior?
Might have been both. Might have or been Billy Ripken.
Well, was it Billy Ripken? Kyle Ripken's junior's brother also played baseball for a little while.
Did he have his own baseball game?
He did have his own game, yes, in the majors. But I remember Kyle Ripken Jr. had his own baseball game on Genesis and
Super. Everybody was getting their own game for a while. Tony La Russa had a game.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens had one.
Yeah, I've got. I think if I pull out a Frank Thomas one here, I got some Mario Lemieux hockey over here on the shelf. David Robinson's Supreme Court basketball.
If you pull out a Frank Thomas, people are going to think you're talking about those commercials he's in lately. You don't want to do that.
Well, I didn't see that.
He's in some like Extends commercials.
Oh, yeah, you gotta lay the big hurt on him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Oh man, it's pretty bad if he needs that.
Yeah, it's kind of what I
feel like. You haven't been laying the hurt.
I've got some help for you.
Yeah.
If you've been delivering too many white socks, I could help you. Anyway,
All
right, let's move on. Let's talk about some video game news. There isn't a whole lot of it, but let's talk about what little there is.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
Sony bought Bungie. I mean, a strange response to Microsoft big dicking, right? And spending billions upon billions of dollars.
What makes it weirder, though, is Activision used to own them.
Right. Yeah.
So, and Activision didn't want to continue working with them.
So, it's kind of weird. Yeah. It feels very strange. Like the things floating around was like, oh, Sony now owns the Halo developer, and Xbox owns the people that do Crash and Spyro. Like, what? What happened? What are we doing in this world? Because when we were growing up, I mean, those were never going to cross paths and ever be anything with each other. And now each
Sony
developer
still
owns
the people that do Spyro. It's just Crash. They don't own Spyro.
Oh, that's what it is. Is that what it is?
Well, and the people who do Crash,
they just don't own Crash, yeah. Naughty Dog.
You know what would be cool is if Bungie made like a Destiny game that was just like a single-player campaign spin-off or something. I think that'd be pretty neat.
That'd
I might actually
nice.
Play that. But I'm not playing any other Destiny shit.
I love, you know, I've hopped on the Destiny train a few different times, And I'm excited for the Witch Queen stuff. I think that looks really cool. But I don't disagree with you of like, here's the too long, don't want to read, give me the easy bits of story to just play through this and let me have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
I mean, this...
Yeah, somebody throw snowballs at people.
Yeah, absolutely. And dance real stupid.
I mean, this ain't the same thing, but I think it's pretty cool how, like, League of Legends put out those... Or they had people make those... I know there's at least two different games. That one's, like, an RPG based on League of Legends lore, which I don't know anything about, from the people who developed Battle Chasers Night War, which just came out recently. And then there's one who's from the people who developed the Runner series, BitTrip Runner. So, like, I don't know. It'd be real neat to have single-player stuff like that based on Destiny things.
Well, and I think...
I don't know why Sony would make this happen, but whatever.
I think the idea of, like, being able to branch Destiny off into different games while still being a part of a bigger universe isn't a bad idea either, right? You could make different games in the Destiny universe and have people still be interested in it. I mean, fuck, if somebody's going to develop a goddamn werewolf game based on a tabletop game none of us have ever heard of, we could probably get a single-player story-driven Destiny game that doesn't have any multiplayer attached to it, right? The difference is, yeah. I think Bungie doesn't have, well, I mean, what? How many employees they have? A couple hundred, maybe?
What if they call it Destiny Infinite?
Fuck yeah! What's it? What go to the you know, go to the thesaurus and find a different word for infinite. What's the counter word for infinite?
Sideways eight.
Yeah. Destiny yeah. Sideways yeah. eight. Yeah, let's do that. That's what I'm looking
spell
at.
Destiny forwards, then Destiny backwards.
Yes. Oh, Destiny cart racer. Destiny cart racer. Let's
oh, gosh,
do it.
Okay. Yeah, get some chocobos in there.
Fuck yeah!
All right.
What else does Sony own that we can throw in a Destiny game? Nathan Drake. Yeah. Nathan Drake as Destiny. What?
Yeah, like John Destiny.
Ever, you know,
I am your Destiny.
Destiny until the end of time.
John Destiny?
Yeah. Yeah, God of Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Destiny of War.
Destiny's Kratos. Yeah. I'm in for that. I think there's endless possibilities. Whether they end up coming to fruition, I don't know. But, you know, the big thing they said is, hey, you know, the games that we're going to produce, we're going to basically continue to independently distribute, which doesn't necessarily make a ton of sense on paper, but it sounds like they're just saying, hey, we still have some creative freedom here to produce and put out whatever we want. Albeit, I think they're probably, you know, set up to stick with Sony when it comes to any maybe new games, or if they develop a new single player game, like that would be first party only. So,
yeah, probably. Not to jump the gun here, but is Ghostwire Tokyo published by Bethesda?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so that must
probably
have been
same thing as Deathloop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Temporary. Okay.
Contractual. Yeah. Kind of strange.
Yeah.
But great segue, Ralph, because, yeah, there was a couple different deep dives that Sony put out this week up on their YouTube channel, one of which was for Gran Turismo, which Ryan is very excited about, says looks amazing, and he can't wait to play it.
The puddles, man, I swear. That lane flex.
Listen, they talk about the puddles in Ghostwire Tokyo, and Shinji and the gang are like, man, the 4K HDR with the ray tracing, the water looks great.
Like, we had those Gran Turismo guys come over and do our puddles for us.
They swung by and showed yeah. us what ray tracing was. It's fine.
Yeah, they made sure the ground heated up properly too yeah. with the sunlight. And then the puddles would evaporate.
That way you can see the steam coming off the yeah. off the ground. With, yeah.
Yeah, the part where there's more water, it takes longer to evaporate. They made sure to tell us that. Yeah. You know?
They explained how water works.
Yeah.
If it gets colder, it freezes. If it gets hotter, it evaporates. We had no idea. Never heard of it.
But then when the girls are wearing the white shirts and the water hits that,
they didn't include that. They already knew
that.
About, listen, Japanese, they knew about that already.
Whoa.
Shinji knows his titty games. He's all about it. But they also released a Ghostwire Tokyo deep dive, which I watched. Ryan, it sounds like you watched the gameplay part of it. Ralph, you tried and buffed the stuff. Bagwell said no thanks.
Well, I got to see some
Did
of it.
Did you get to see some of it? Yeah. I just don't think that gameplay is all that inventive or different enough for me to want to run out and buy that game right away.
It kind of reminded me of Shadow Warrior in a way, which is fine with me, but I don't know. I got to see some reviews, but I'm interested, definitely.
Surprised it's coming out so soon. I think it's in March.
March 25th, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, the gameplay, I don't know what I expected or what I thought was going to happen, but I like the idea of being able to explore the town. It feels very much like, hey, you're going to have areas where there's going to be dense fog and you'll have to clear out specific things or different shrines in order to, you know, clear this fog and the enemies will be less or whatever. I just feel like because these games are maybe inherently stealth based, and not necessarily that you have to be stealthy, but that is, I think, their DNA, at least seemingly. I'm the guy that's like, just give me a fucking bat and let me run up to these things and just beat the shit out of them. It's like, oh no, you can't do that. It's like trying to force myself to maybe change my gameplay style a little bit is probably what's hindering me from being a day one, let's buy this thing.
I also shoot him with a bow.
That is what I did get really excited when I saw the bow pop up. I was like, okay, we're going to get a long range weapon where I can just fuck people up. It also seemed like the enemies took a few more hits than I expected them to take them down. So I don't know. I was really excited about this game when it first got announced at E3. Then when they showed it off the second time, I got less excited for some reason. Now I'm kind of 50-50.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what it's going to be until they release it. It just looks weird.
And you guys have both played both of the Evil Within games that Tango's done, right?
I didn't play the second one.
You didn't play two?
Yeah, I played most of what Mikami has been a part of, I think. There's probably a few things I haven't played, that like maybe his older stuff, like his Super Nintendo stuff.
Because like, what all has he done outside of... Because he just started Tango not too many years ago, right?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what he actually does. Because I don't know if he's just somebody that he's put out on camera now.
Is he the idea man, or is he, like, what is he?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I'm sure he was more involved.
I'm pulling up his Wikipedia list here. Oh, man, he did Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He was a designer back on that.
Yeah, did not play
Damn.
And that Goof game, Troop?
I used to play a lot of Roger Rabbit.
I played a fuck ton of Goof Troop on the Super Nintendo.
Definitely put Resident Evil.
That's a really good game.
Definitely played Dino Crisis.
Yeah, Shadows of the Damned. Is that him?
I think so.
Yep, Shadows of the Damned was him.
Him and Suda. Yeah, that was a good game.
The last game he directed was The Evil Within. He didn't direct The Evil Within 2. And on Ghostwire, he is just the executive producer. He did Vanquish, which just came out recently. God Hand. I think you guys might have said God Hand, but I don't know what the fuck God Hand is.
You mean God Hand?
That's exactly same one and the same right here. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the game's worth a few dollars.
Is it?
A couple dollars, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a lot.
That's why.
I paid $9.99 for it at Best Buy one time.
He's very proud of God Hand too. He likes God Hand.
Got a God Hand. Killer 7. I feel like Killer 7 a lot? Is that the other Killer is Dead dude? Same thing?
Suda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He executive produced that. Strange.
Yeah.
He was an executive
on the list.
He was an executive producer on almost a good chunk of these Phoenix Wright games. I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Phoenix Wright 1, Phoenix Wright 3, and then, or no, Phoenix Wright 2 and 3, I'm sorry. So the first trilogy.
General producer.
It says executive producer, so I don't know.
No, for Steel Battalion, this is general producer.
Oh, yeah, general producer.
I don't know what that means.
He probably just means he put up some money. Give him the producer tag.
Walked into the office once. Counts.
Resident Evil Gaiden? What the fuck is Gaiden?
Yeah, you don't want to play that. It's the Game Boy game.
Game Boy Color is or that, something.
That's got to be worth some money, right? Because it sounds terrible.
If you want to, like, make
you have to
crazy.
You have to play through that. I see. There's like a gift down here. It's a reticle that you have to like time right in order to kill these zombies. What the fuck?
You should go watch somebody play that and try not to lose your mind.
It looks absolutely awful. All right. Anyway, sorry. There's a Mikami deep dive.
I'm gonna look up the price charting on that real quick.
I would be curious to see what. Onimusha Warlords.
That game's not considered canon.
Resident Evil Gaiden, loose, $174.
See, that's why I fucking thought. I was like, there's no
complete,
way.
Complete, $532 complete.
Jesus.
So. Yeah, that game has always been bad. Never been worth it.
Shadows of the Damned, never played that either. No idea.
It's a good one.
Is it?
Put it on your list.
Write it on the list.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
It's not cheap, anymore, though. I don't think.
Ghostwire Tokyo, I am intrigued by what the game is. And
360 copy is probably cheaper than the PS3 copy.
I will wait to see. I'll wait to see what happens with some reviews on Ghostwire. But that's it. That's it for the news. Pretty short week on the news, which means we can talk about the games that we've been playing. So why don't we do that right now?
What is it that you have been playing lately?
Let's start with Ryan. Ryan, okay. Tell me about two of the greatest games ever made for the Xbox, Max Payne and Max Payne 2.
So I've already played both of those games, but on PlayStation 2. And
great games. I love the Max Payne games back in the day.
Yeah, I liked the first two. I didn't really like the third one.
I thought 3 was okay.
I like 3. It was different.
Yeah, it was different.
Like a Max Payne game.
No.
But, I like the first two quite a bit. The first one's always kind of funny because they have like that Sam Lake guy's face is on Max Payne, but then they got rid of that for the second one. And it's weird too because like the voice of Max Payne is not him; it's a different person. So they used his face, but have the same voice as I think it's the same voice in 1 and 2. But it's just cool how they do it like comic book style. The way they tell the story, everything's like super dark and. It's all that bullet time, so you're just like constantly diving and shooting at people. I was hoping that maybe the Xbox versions looked a little bit better than the PlayStation 2, but from what I can tell, other than like Microsoft making them look sharper, they really don't look that much better than the PlayStation 2 versions. I was hoping maybe they look closer to the PC ones, but so far they didn't. But they still play great. Felt a little bit sluggish when I was playing the first one, so I don't know, maybe that one just doesn't run as well. But and then they changed up like all the button stuff in the between 1 and 2, so that's a little bit to get used to. But yeah, hearing somebody yell, like saying people actually like the enemies actually will yell pain to the max at you. it's just so goofy, but it's a good game. Both of them are good games.
Those are game series that I would not mind going back to and check out. I don't know. I remember when 3 came out and people were like, seemed to really enjoy 3, and it was definitely a departure. It's been so many years since I played it, but I feel like it was almost like Grand Theft Auto, but in like a single player form, really. Like that's kind of what it felt like it shifted to. It
didn't seem like the same character to me. Like the Max Payne that Rockstar made did not seem like actual Max Payne, so it just seems like they should have just made their own game instead of calling it Max Payne.
Right.
So, didn't feel right.
It
was more like a cover-based shooter too, which Max Payne is not that. Payne's very much diving into shit. It's getting popping out. Yeah.
Can't believe that game's fucking 21 years old. The first Max Payne.
Yeah. Do like a dive around the corner, tuck and roll. You know. Get up and then dive forward.
Right. It's fucking wreck stuff. Did Remedy get Max Payne back yet, or does Rockstar still own it?
I don't know if Remedy has Max Payne. I mean, they got Alan Wake. I don't know what else I don't know if they've got any. I don't know if they got that, whatever that Quantum game was that they made, but Quantum I don't Wake. Know if they have Max Payne back. I would assume they don't. For whatever reason, Rockstar wants it.
That's a strange thing to own, but anyway, whatever. so Max Payne 1, Max Payne 2. You also played some Parasite Eve 2 on the original PlayStation.
Yeah, I had to play that. And I was hoping I was going to get further in that than I did, but Vegas kind of ruined that. But I did make it further than the last time I tried to play it. And I didn't know, like, the first time I tried to play it, I didn't get very far. So I got much further in, and I thought, like, you know, I had they give you like a loadout before you go in there, and then you basically just sent to this, like, all the Parasite Eve games is a bunch of like crazy, biological weapon shit going on. Like somebody is turning people into crazy monsters, through like mitochondrial DNA or whatever. That's the big thing that they're freaking out about. And so, yeah, there's just all these kind of some outbreak or whatever. At this building, you have to go like really high up to, I don't know what floor it was, but you're like really high up in some building, like trying to figure out what this new outbreak is. And I just assume this is like the first major area in the game. They're not gonna let me run out of ammo, and I totally like just ran out of ammo. So I have no idea how to find more. I'm like running around trying to get, because I killed a few enemies in the first time I played it, but didn't get too deep in. But I'm getting pretty close to like the end of the opening area, and now I have no idea what to do because I have no ammo, and there's still enemies all over the place. But the combat's kind of weird. Like, they try to do it like real time, but you still have to like you can't just like go in there blasting. You can dodge enemies and stuff like that, but you got to reload and all that crap. It's just kind of goofy. She does have like some weird like fire powers too, but I didn't use them that much. Those are even more limited than the bullets. But, I don't know. It's a pretty good game. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Is that one that's been rumored to get a remake at some point?
I can't imagine there anybody's getting, like, it's Square Enix. And the last thing they put out was the third birthday on PSP. I don't think that did very well. So I can't imagine them bringing Parasite Eve back, but maybe.
I just feel like everything game, at this point gets remade, so.
The first game was more like an RPG, and it was very short. It was only like 6 hours long. But the second one, whatever reason, they try to do it more like Resident Evil style. So it's more of an action style game, which is fine with me. Like, I like that. I thought the first game was okay too, and it was nice that it was short, but I don't know. This one just seems more interesting to me.
I wonder if they could do like an old school Square Enix collection where they just put a bunch of those games out that haven't been, you know, repurposed for newer consoles.
Oh, I mean, they might do like just a bare bones re-release like they've been doing with some of those Final Fantasy games where they just like make it look a little sharper and it still looks like a PlayStation 1 game.
Because like, what else?
They're on a phone.
What? Yeah. Do they still own Eidos?
Probably. I don't know.
I feel like Eidos put out a shit ton of games back then that have not gotten like re-released or put like original single player. PS1 era games that I haven't seen put out or re-released yet. So
I don't know if I can name any off the top of my head. I know like the more modern games that they made. I guess they at one point weren't they like IO Interactive? I thought, where they were making Deus Ex and stuff like that. Hitman.
I think that was just a separate company.
That was a developer. I mean, like Eidos put out like all the Tomb Raiders originally, like on PS1 and Saturn, and then I want to say Legacy of Kain, but I think that was actually
Crystal Dynamics. Crystal Dynamics.
Okay, there you go. Crystal Dynamics, but Square owns them.
Right.
Now, Eidos, what else you got?
Like, who put out Gex? Was Gex Eidos?
That was Crystal Dynamics. I don't know. I think Crystal Dynamics may have published that. Hold on, I got a copy of it.
See, yeah, so it's like, I just wonder if like something like those games, I think those games would play nowadays if you were to either re-release or do whatever. I think.
I don't know, man. I think so, but a lot of that right. PlayStation 1 stuff played like shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Crystal Dynamics.
Yeah. I wonder.
They were a publisher.
That's crazy. I just wonder if they could re-release or put something out with like a Gex or these Parasite Eve games or something like that. Yep, there it is. I had that fucking game.
But did you buy yours at Goodwill for $3 like I did?
I wish I would have. I'm sure I got it full price for as a like Christmas original gift or something.
Oh yeah, Eidos Interactive. Here we go.
Crazy.
Yeah,
so they... Original Eidos Interactive had Deus Ex, Gex, Just Cause, Legacy of Kain, Thief, Tomb Raider.
Bakuji the Heartless?
I don't see that on there. Maybe.
Well, Bakuji the Heartless was not good.
I've been thinking about buying Deus Ex for PS2 because they did a PS2 port, but I think that's... I don't know. That game's not that great on PS2. Never played Gex. Those games never looked interesting. It was always kind of weird because it was like lizard banging some woman.
Well, no, he's a badass detective.
I'm pretty sure there's a scene at the end of one of those games where he's trying to bang a woman.
Maybe. No,
I mean, listen, the 80s had a duck trying to bang Marty McFly's mom, so.
Yeah.
That's true. We call her Caroline in the city, I'm afraid.
I did play some of those Legacy of Kain games. But...
Yeah. Well, the first Gex is a 2D side-scroller, and then once he started banging ladies, it got to 3D.
He needed more than 2Ds.
Yeah, so I feel like the first one's held in fairly good regard, but yeah. I don't know about the rest of them.
They were all over magazines.
Yeah, like, they were.
Tons of
Gex ads.
Gex was all over the place, man.
Tude was in.
Gex and sex. Last but not least, you played some Shadow Man, Ryan.
Oh, that's... but not was it the Shadow Man?
No, but I had that coming in the mail.
That's so awesome.
That Shadow Man is on the way.
Soon to be here.
Right, I bought that for like $20. I bought the Xbox version of that Shadow Man remastered. That's probably what I've been playing the most. That game, if you don't look up what to do, that game is freaking long. Like, it is so easy to get lost in that game. And then it's one of those games where it doesn't, like, it's pretty old. So I think the game is good. It would probably be really good if you played it at the time, because you don't have much newer stuff to compare it to. The only thing that's frustrating is, like, it's easy to get lost, and there's not much direction. They'll give you some hints about stuff to do, but a lot of it's, like, if you feel like you're stuck, go back to other places and explore. So it's a game that doesn't really respect your time, I guess, which at the time as a kid, not a big deal, but as an adult, kind of sucks. So there's a lot of times where you'll just, like, go into an area, explore for a while, feel like you've done everything, and you probably have, you just don't really know it, and then, like, you have to go somewhere else, and maybe you unlock something else, and the only thing that sucks is, like, the main hub world looks so much like the same shit that it's difficult to tell where the fuck you're going to get to those other places. They do have, like, some fast travel thing, and sometimes the places where it'll put you isn't so great, and you have to do a bunch of backtracking to get where you actually want to go. And then the enemies respawn too, which can be annoying, especially if you've been through the same area over and over again. Don't necessarily have to fight all of them though. But some pretty fucked up shit happens in that game though. A lot of fucked up stuff. Like, it has you like tracking down like serial killers and other stuff like that you're going to kill.
Are you just doing are you doing bidding for somebody else in that game? Is that the whole crux?
There's like some voodoo stuff going on. There's some like voodoo lady that wants you to go kill these five people. And I guess you have to kill these five people to prevent some horrible thing from happening. Like, it opens up with Jack the Ripper. And like they do their best job to make it look as faithful to the original as possible. So some of the character models just look laughable. Like when they open up, if you watch any videos of the remaster and you get to see Jack the Ripper at the beginning, he just doesn't look like a human. He does not look like a person.
No.
It looks like somebody with a round face that has like with a flat texture on his face. It just looks so goofy. But I mean, I appreciate that they didn't try to like make it look like something it wasn't. Cause a lot of times people fuck up when they do that. They did add new lighting and stuff like that too. So a lot of the lighting looks very different than the original game, but they did make the textures look somewhat better, but they still look pretty much like the same. You can turn off the HD textures too if you want it to look blurrier, but I don't know. I think they did a pretty good job. Those people, like a couple times where you clip through the environment. I don't know if you could do that in the original or not, but that seems a little crappy sometimes when that happens. But
said $20?
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
The controls super old. Like the game feels a little bit better than it does playing it on 64, but it still feels old as fuck. Like climbing and jumping and all that stuff just is really weird. Like in order to jump backwards from like off of like a ledge, you have to get on the ledge, hang down, go over to wherever you want to jump to, make the character move up a little bit so he's kind of like ready to jump, and then just jump. It just looks so weird. Like it's nothing like modern games at all. But I don't know. I still think it's worth it. I'm guessing people who played it before, when like I never played it as a kid, they'll probably get more out of it. But maybe have more patience with it. But
I don't know. I don't know about that, because I'm one who played this as a kid, and I played this for like half an hour, and I was like, I can't handle this right now.
And have not gone back.
It's hard.
And the stuff you collect,
not yet.
Called Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rip off. How far do you think you are?
I don't know. I think I've played for like 10, 12 hours, but some of that's been just kind of like trying to figure out what the fuck to do. I killed one of the five people, so I don't know if that means I'm pretty close or not. But there's like 120 Dark Souls, and I only have like half of them. So you build up your shadow level, and then once your shadow level gets to a certain point, you can open your gates. But in order to get like the max shadow level is 10, and you have to actually get all of the Dark Souls to do that. So I don't know if it's required to finish the game to get all of them or not. But, and then there's some other collectible that'll increase your life, and there's like 666 of those.
You should stream some of this on your YouTube channel.
I could try. It's on my Xbox.
Oh, that's right.
Xbox is not as friendly. I might have to use Twitch.
Might have to use Twitch. If you do that, let me know, because I would like to watch you play some of that.
I could try it out.
Get after it.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they do a physical. I know that company that it's the same company that did Turok, I think, the Turok remasters, and I think they did physical versions of those, so it'd be cool if they did like a physical version at some point.
Limited Run did it for Night Dive. They did Night Dive also did the Quake remaster, I think, and Limited Run did a physical of that too. They may have done Doom 64 also. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, I'm guessing we'll see one.
I watched the Digital Foundry breakdown of all of them, and it sounds like no matter what version you get, it's going to be decent. I mean, the Switch version has more issues than the others, but it's still decent. So,
yeah, I got the PS4 one.
To the surprise of nobody. Oh, Ralph, you could also stream it then. That's true.
Yeah, you would just see me running around getting frustrated probably.
That's all right. That's how, shooting that's
the
how
gun
I felt.
And making the weird gun noise that it makes.
Yeah, but you see the... When the bullets go down a hallway, that lighting.
Really nice. Once you get to the asylum, you hear just a bunch of like pig noises and stuff. So
that's nice. Yeah. Also,
it's weird. Anything else that you played, Ryan, that you want to chat about?
I don't think so. Just been slinging it with Josh Allen.
Madden.
Doing that.
Won't stop with the Madden.
Yeah, bombing those touchdowns, the knocks.
Soon we'll be able to play some more MLB The Show 21 with old Shohei Ohtani on
the Switch.
On the Switch, yeah. Really excited about playing that on the Switch. Do you think it's a cartridge or is it a download?
Streaming.
There's a physical version.
That doesn't mean there's anything in the box other than a code, right?
So it's not going to be streaming, I guess is what I meant. But, unless you get a code to stream, which I guess isn't out of the realm of possibility.
Not nowadays.
I don't know. The box art doesn't have anything about download required yet, but that could change.
It's just interesting that that's now coming to Switch, and I don't know, it's just weird to me. But hey, cool, whatever.
Yeah. RBI Baseball needs some competition.
Frank's real deal was coming back, I thought.
Put him on Switch.
Rusty's real deal.
Frank Thomas, bigger real deal baseball. I'd play that too.
Me too. Yeah. He's swinging with some kind of stick. All right. All right.
Frank
Thomas
is willing to make some deals, so Nintendo should get on that.
That's true. All right, I'll go next. That way we let Ralph just kind of close out the show. Ralph, where do you want to go with what I've played? There's not a lot of it.
I forgot to look, but you finished Portal 2.
Portal 2 showed up after I bought it, and we talked about how it got lost in the mail somehow from Georgia to Iowa. They found it, and it showed up, and it was in a lovely GameStop box that had 99 cents on it, which I did not pay 99 cents for it, which was great.
It didn't have the actual cover art?
Yeah, the actual cover art was there. It just had the GameStop sticker on it. Yeah. It was the actual game.
It just had Tom and his dog on it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that I like Portal 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play the first Portal?
No, I've never played any Portal. This is the first one I jumped into. this is all about myself here. I'm retarded, and I don't know how to think about puzzles. So, like, the early parts of the game, I was just cruising through. I'm like, all right, this is all pretty easy stuff, right? The first third of the game was pretty, like, normal logic puzzle stuff. Then when you start getting into the idea that you have to use, like, force to create this puzzle and jump through it at a high level, and then fling yourself across the rooms, that I would get completely lost in those. And my brain would just hurt from trying to think about it. And I would take breaks because, like, I would get so lost and confused. And finally, I got stuck on one specific puzzle after the whole bait and switch shift of Wheatley being the bad guy, where I had to, like, there was a turret at one end of the room, and I had to somehow block that turret but get to the opposite side of the room and kill that turret, and I was just, I couldn't. I literally couldn't, so I had to look up what to do. And, you know, finally I got at least a little more understanding of what the game wanted me to do, but it didn't make my brain hurt any less, and I was still just as confused. Whoa, thank you. Please, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
I think that game came out at the same time as MK9.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I don't know. I finished it, obviously. I definitely had to have some help because, again, I would get super-duper confused, and especially
you
like
do that co-op. Did you try co-op with anybody?
I mean, no. I showed the coconut last night kind of what the game was, and she's like, I don't think I'd be any good at this. And I was like, I think you would be because you're smarter than me. But she was, like, not convinced that she would be any good at it either. I don't know. I like the idea of the portal gun, and I think the use of it is really cool, and maybe it's just because it – I don't know. It was a lot more stressful. It reminded me of the little bit that I played of The Witness where I was like, I immediately have no idea what I'm doing and I have to think about it and my brain doesn't compute what I should be thinking about. And then when I see the solution, I'm like, fuck. Now, by the end of the game, I would get to a point of like, I need to do this and get here and be able to do this, but I don't know the sequence of getting there. So then when I would look and realize like I would be off like one sphere, right? Or I would not have placed the right portal in this one spot. That made me feel at least a little bit better that I was close to what the answer would be. But by the end of that game, I was so ready for it to be over. I was like, I just don't want to play this.
That Portal 2 is more story heavy than the first one. So
it's very story heavy. Yeah.
I think more of the puzzles are like built to fit the story, than was the case for the original. So I don't know, maybe if you would play the original, it would like warmed you up.
It might have. And the boss battle at the end was, I thought that was really easy. I got that done, no problem. But it was the idea of, again, truly trying to harness my brain power to realize what I needed to be doing in order to get to the end goal. And that whole, like, again, the game swapping with Wheatley and then getting stuffed down, listening to J.K. Simmons getting old and decrepit, running this terrible science division was like, what's happening in this game? Like it took such a swerve that I didn't expect.
Nolan North was the crazy one, the crazy bot or whatever.
Wheatley?
No, there's Wheatley and then there was another bot that was like, I don't know, didn't really talk in like complete senses and was saying weird shit towards the end. You don't remember that?
I mean, there was the turret bot. There was the turrets. That was it.
Wasn't there a bunch of bots at the end, though? I thought there was.
Oh, there was a bunch of bots at the end that were like singing and dancing on your way to the surface.
Like, don't you like blow up something and it like puts them into like I can't remember the name. Was it GLaDOS or whatever? Don't you like break her down into like smaller versions, like separate her brain or something?
No, not that.
There should be some bot that sounds goofy that's like floating in space, and that's like Nolan North.
At the end, there's Wheatley. When you shot the moon and made the portal on the moon, you dropped him out there.
That's weird. They made a big deal about Nolan North back then, so you don't remember any like goofy looking bot that was like sounded like it was retarded.
I mean, outside of the the turret bots that were all very dumb. That was about the only thing
North
I could think
of. Nolan
North
was a turret bot. I think he looked like Yeah, he was one of the cores. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, there were three cores at the end of the game. Yeah, which one was
isn't
he?
That what, like, aren't the cores from like when you break up GLaDOS or whatever?
The three, they're just bad cores that you're shoving into Wheatley in order for him to break down for you to be able to just pop him out and put GLaDOS back in.
Okay. Yeah. So he's one of the cores.
Okay. Yeah. Which one was he? The one talking weird Shakespeare shit at the very end? That was kind of weird.
No, he. I mean, I think he's the one that sounds like crazy. Like, I don't
that
know.
Was the crazy one.
Yeah. Space Corps? I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
Was the cake a lie or not?
The cake was a lie.
Okay. Yeah. There was a cake lie in the first one, though.
You can't answer that. You got to paradox that shit.
You could not eat the cake.
There's no answer to this question. Ah!
Thank you.
Well, so... Okay.
So sorry. Listen, I was happy to finish it. I think for my brain capacity, which is very limited, as we know, I struggled with trying to wrap my brain around what I should be doing in that. And again, yeah, maybe I should have gone out and found Portal 1 and played that too. But I was like, it's portals. You just jump from here to here and do some weird platformy shit. But so, again, the idea of like using...
Do not play the talismans.
Using science and like throwing myself through force to get myself launched across rooms. Once I realized like that was a thing the first time, I was like, oh man, this is a whole nother level that I did not expect to have to do, because it was mind boggling.
Yeah, you do some of that in the first one. So like, yeah, if you were to play the first one, it could have like prepared you for some of that stuff.
There's those bridge constructor games, and one of them is Bridge Constructor Portal, which I have not played, but I thought looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think I'm just dumb. So that's on me. That's not on you. The game was, like I said, I had a good time with it. I was just ready for it to be done because I felt very dumb playing it.
It looked a little blurrier.
It looked old as fuck.
Yeah, it looked really nice when it first came out. But
as I was playing it, I was like, if they would put a remaster on this, people would go apeshit for this. Like, that would fucking sell gangbusters.
You played it on PS3 or you played it on your Xbox?
Xbox.
Oh, okay. Because, like, yeah, like, it was a big deal that game came out on PS3, because for a long time, Valve didn't give a fuck about Sony, didn't want to do anything with Sony. And, like, the Orange Box was ported by EA instead of Valve.
They're an American company, aren't they, Valve? Or are they British? Yeah. I thought they were.
No, I think they're in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, good game. I like the idea of the story and what it was trying to tell. The ending of, again, being kind of ambiguous of, like, oh, you're outside of this weird bomb shelter, and then it spits out a box or the cube. And I was like, okay, so this game came out 2 decades ago, or are they just still not doing anything? Like,
whoa, 2 decades ago?
Was it 2003?
Like 20.
No, it was yeah, it came out the same time as MK9. So it was 2011.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Portal 2 was 2 decades old. like a geezer.
One day.
Yeah.
It will.
I felt like a geezer playing it because I hadn't played it when it came out. So,
yeah, it's into your brain training.
Yeah, I thought about putting in the Big Brain Academy and trying to make myself a little smarter. Because
do some brain age first.
I felt really old and really dumb.
Get the DS out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, there's Portal 2.
Did Resident Evil 2 remake test your wits?
Not for the first few hours.
Dude. I went to the Iowa Wolves last night, and I heard X going to give it to you, the Iowa Wolves. So.
Were you waiting for some big motherfucker to burst through the building?
I mean, they were big motherfuckers on the court.
That's true. There was a lot of big motherfuckers on that court. So we had talked about doing some streaming stuff, which I still want to do. I wanted to get through the first initial part. But the problem with that game is it hooks you pretty quick. I am going to walk back my comments of a garbage fire that is Resident Evil 2 remake.
Play the demo.
Just take it, okay? I don't fucking eat my words that often, so here I am doing it. That game gets its hook in you deep, and you just don't really want to stop playing it. Like, yeah. I don't know. 3's the same way?
Not the same.
Oh, not the same.
Yeah, no.
So I start 2, and like obviously I had watched... I watched Abby Russell play that whole game, so I know like all the beats.
Oh, dang,
and
spoilers.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I know everything that's going to happen.
Did she play it well, or did she suck?
She did play it pretty well. She played a lot like how I would play, which was use as much ammo as you want, use all your fucking herbs, like, don't ever conserve shit. And she beat that game no problem. And
oh,
I was like,
yeah, if you're playing on easy, you don't have to worry about it.
I think I have it
stuff.
On normal, but. But yeah, the idea, like, okay, it starts, you do the gas station thing, you get to the police station, but then it's just like,
how'd that burger look?
That burger looked disgusting. I just couldn't. I was like, who rendered this? This is disgusting looking.
Yeah, I think they wanted to make it look a little gross.
Oh,
you know,
it was awful.
The fat guy in the truck. You know?
Yeah. And and so you start that game, and like I said, it's the unlocks that start getting to you. But in true, and this is the only reason I wish that we would have been streaming when I did this, in true Derek Vance fashion, I completely missed the idea that once you came upon these statues, you had to input the right code. And I was like, how the fuck am I going to know the code? And so I was like looking around, figuring out where the fuck these codes are. It's in the notebook. I had no fucking, yeah. I missed it completely. So I walked past all three of these things waiting for like a key item to be like, hey, here's the codes to get these fucking talismans. And I was like, I've been through everything I can possibly go through right now. What am I doing wrong? And so I'm like going through my notes.
You have to watch the notebook.
Yeah, yeah, that on the second screen. I can't quit. Oh wait, that's the other movie. I can't quit you. It's Brokeback Mountain.
It's got a good map too.
It does have a really nice map. So that was really easy to get through. So finally, when I realized that, oh, you fucking dipshit, you have all the power in the world to go get these talismans that you need. Did that. Got to the basement. Got through that whole section. Met Ada. Got back through and got to a point that I am basically out of bullets and that I have no health. And I was running away from Mr. X.
You got a knife.
A knife that doesn't work well, let me tell you. I wish that was just a continuous melee.
It works well on PC.
I wish it was a continuous melee, not just you're just hoping to swipe at something and it works, or stab them once and then they don't die.
Damage is based on the frame rate, and you can get really high frame rates on PC, so the knife is just like a god
deadly
weapon on PC. Yeah.
So I got to the library, and I was trying to do the whole put these fucking things together to get across the room.
Yeah.
And I had done this three or four different times because I was in the downstairs safe room, the picture development room, and I had to go upstairs. I was going to grab the Magnum because I have the thing to get the Magnum. Getting that, I go to the library and try to put everything together and get out. I did it three times, died every time to Mr. X. And it obviously sends me all the way back, and I have to do the same run all the way back up to get the gun because I don't go upstairs to get the gun then back down to the safe room. I'm just trying to do it all in one. So then I finally get around him, get the bookcases together, climb the ladder, go across the room, and I'm out, and I'm like, fuck yeah. Running down the hallway, took that left turn, zombie right there. I had no fucking health that killed me. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you can't give me a break. I'm getting chased by this fucking 8'2" asshole. I'm getting fucking killed every 2 seconds. I run across it, finally get it right, and you plant a zombie right fucking here when I'm already dead. Fuck. So I saved it and shut it off. So, I mean, that's probably 2-ish, 3-ish hours into the game. And I'm having a really good time with it.
Yeah, the more you play it, the more you realize that the X isn't too hard to get around. But
he hasn't been. Like, I haven't had any problems with him till now.
Yeah.
Him Kool-Aid manning through the wall was always a good time, though.
Well, it's so weird the way they did that. Because, like, the original Mr. X was not somebody who would follow you. It was very scripted, and he only showed up in certain spots. In Resident Evil 3, Nemesis was still kind of scripted, but would show up and kind of follow you. And, like, they completely reversed it. So in Resident Evil 3, the remake, Nemesis is just, like, some scripted thing that only shows up in certain areas. So I don't know why they did that. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, Mr. X wasn't supposed to be following you everywhere. And he was just supposed to show up in, like, one or two hallways, and then you just kind of avoid him. Usually you take a punch to the face and just run around him.
So now I'm in the process of trying to get upstairs to the bell tower. Does that sound right? I have a cog. I'm trying to get upstairs to the bell tower to get some bullshit. I'm trying to get that key.
Sewers.
I'm trying to get that key card from the dude in the jail that's dead.
Yeah. Ben.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's where I'm at. And now that I'm frustrated.
You do Leon or Claire?
I went Leon.
Okay.
Rookie cop, Leon S. Kennedy.
Yeah.
The idea that they were going to throw him like a weird party and then lock his shit. I was like, what the fuck kind of police station is this? This is fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, well, they spell welcome wrong in the original. So like,
did they really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's like a joke. There's an Easter egg in Resident Evil 2, the remake for that too.
So like I said, I'm having a good time. I definitely judged that game way too harshly when I first played it, but having a good time. Ralph, I'm happy to have you get in there and make fun of me play that game, because now that I'm frustrated, it'll be a good time. That's where I want to. Where I want to be.
I'm not gonna make fun of you. I didn't beat it. I don't know.
Or I mean, how many times you beat it, Ryan?
Quite a few.
Six.
Yeah. Potentially more. Well, more than that, because I played it on both Xbox and.
Oh, PC, that's true. Yeah, so you played on both.
I got all achievements and trophies. So
insanity.
A lot.
Insanity. But yeah, that was, I finally jumped in and checked that out. And like I said, it is a good time. So
nice. Okay. Ace Attorney,
Chronicles. Not much to add to the Ace Attorney stuff. I'm trying to progress my way through a little bit, little by little. The other night, however, it's beautiful that they put an autoplay thing on those games, except for when you're Derek Vance and you fall asleep playing video games and everything just continues to happen until it comes to a decision point, and I have no idea what I did. So I woke up and it was like trying to make a choice and was like, I don't know what happened in the last 10 to 15 minutes. So I'm going to save it and shut
forever.
Yeah, I'm going to save this and shut this off. So I haven't jumped back into that yet, but man, I do love those Ace Attorney games. I think they're really well written. I think they're fun.
It's gonna be a mistrial because you cannot defend your client.
I was asleep at the witness stand. I'm taking that game little by little, but I'm having a great time doing it. So the only other thing that I put on here that I personally didn't play, but the kids have taken a liking to playing games on the Nintendo Switch Online. They saw me playing some Nintendo games the other night, and they're like, well, we want to play. Now, here's my biggest complaint, and you guys will probably agree, but maybe not. I feel
the expansion pack.
No, not yet. 64 games are way too, like, they can't play Mario or Super Mario yet. They need to get their skills right before they try to jump into, you know, Mario 64.
Those are like two-button games. They can't handle
so,
that.
So here's my problem. Having these controllers the way they are now have ruined children, because Olivia trying to play Super Mario and using the analog sticks throws everything off. But because they only know analog sticks, they have no idea what to do. Their quick release and their back and forth on the D-pad is non-existent because of analog sticks. So here's the platform I'm running on. Analog sticks have ruined video games for young children.
Or what if they added Fortnite dances into the old Mario games?
The Rock is in Mario. Yeah.
Yeah.
So watching them play these games, albeit sometimes painful because I'm just a video game player, so watching them struggle is hard, but it's fun.
Like on World 1-1, it's supposed to be like easy as shit.
They can't do it, man. I'm telling you, they don't understand the running and jumping. And again, it's the analog sticks. If they're using
the
D-pad,
right into that mushroom,
absolutely.
I guess Goomba.
It's a Goomba constantly because they don't remember which button is jump and which button is hold down to run because there's too many buttons. They have no idea.
Yeah.
And so when they start playing, like they were playing, she was playing Donkey Kong Country yesterday, and I'm like, well, if you hold Y, you can run faster. And you hold that while you're running, and then you can do your jump, and you're moving a lot quicker. She just couldn't fathom how that worked because she's using a pro controller, but again, a pro controller on those old games is still too much. And it's like, this is why those fucking Nintendo Switch Online NES and Super NES controllers make way more sense because it feels more proper to you. So I just like, in my brain, I'm like, do I just need to hook up the old SNES Classic? And because that at least would give them a better idea of this is how you play these games, because the Pro Controller isn't doing it for them. So I am here to say analog sticks have ruined young gamers. They've ruined them.
They've ruined every video game.
Yeah. D-pad for life.
I just can't.
I was struggling because, like, this is the most basic of basic things to play. Jolene's like, you didn't teach me how to play these games. I'm like, these games have been here for years.
You're like, nobody taught me how to play these games. I taught myself.
Yeah, that's exactly what I – and so I had sent my mom a picture of all of us playing, and she's like, that's all you used to ever do. And I'm like, see, Joe, that's what I did. I learned myself. No one taught me. I just picked the controller up upside down and learned. I just figured it out. Yeah. Maybe that's why
– you're the Jimi Hendrix of video games and you didn't even know it.
Maybe that's why they can't play it, because I only learned upside down and I don't know how to teach them how to play properly.
Could be what it is. Play Street Fighter and they can just smash all the buttons on the controller.
Yeah, I mean, they were going through, like, what were they? I would have to look at the Nintendo Switch online games they were playing, but they were just going through, at one point, I think they were trying to play Ice Climbers, and then they were playing, like, is it like Rubber Man or something like that? Something I don't know. Not Rubber Man. But I wish it was Booger Man. SNES online.
Bam and Tommy was had Rubber Man or something. Maybe Rubber it was the Man. Lack of that.
They were playing Super Mario Kart and they didn't understand that because, I mean, again, that shit's hard. That shit is hard.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have the auto drive for you. Like, yeah, like to me the original Super Nintendo Mario Kart is easier than the newer one, but that's because I don't play it with the auto drive.
Right.
So, like, my brother's kids, I always give them auto drive because they suck ass, and then they wanted to play the original. And, oh god, shots it was fired! So bad, just constantly just driving into the wall.
They tried playing soccer, and I was like, I don't know. Oh, they played Jelly Boy, and I was like, I don't know what this game is. I've never played Jelly Boy. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, published by Ocean Software, developed by Probe Software. Never heard
Jelly
of it.
Boy?
Yeah, maybe it's a game that's on there, but it says it was released in the UK March of 95.
Based off of that Fat Boy song, Jelly Roll. Song.
It might be. So they tried to play that. They tried to play Bomboozle. And that didn't go so well. And I was like, I don't know what these games are, kids, so you're kind of on your own here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were trying, but I was like, you're playing games that even I didn't play. So, and that's why I was like, maybe we go back to the NES and play just Super Mario, play that and see how you get along with that. And then they kept running into the Goomba and it was a deal. And I was like, all right, well.
That's the character's name in Jelly Boy isn't even Jelly Boy, it's Jelly Baby.
Oh.
I don't know. It says Jelly Boy puts the player in control of Jelly Baby.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I think it's European. It doesn't even say it came out here. It just says
it's like I said, Europe. I think it might have been a Europe game.
Yeah. Was it Ocean? I think it was a European company.
They finally got smart and tried to play Yoshi's Island though, so Super Mario World 2, one of the best games
of all
time.
I feel like that would be more complicated than...
That's exactly what I said to him. I'm like, this game's great, but this is even harder than what you're trying to do.
I mean, maybe if you get the expansion pack ever, Yoshi's Story might be more up their alley.
Yeah.
Because you're just Yoshi, but I don't know.
Like I said, I think the idea that these analog sticks on these games, it just put a damper on their ability to play video games, so...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I get it.
Or
it's crazy.
Endless runners on the iPad or iPhone.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, yeah, they play a lot of games on their tablet that have no real feedback. It's just, you know, forward and backward. They don't really have to realize, oh, there's actual patterns to this, and I need to learn it.
Just tape down the right directional button.
Yeah.
And turn Mario Brothers into an endless runner.
There you go.
And you're good.
Just die constantly.
Yeah, just run right into that Goomba.
Like I accidentally loaded up Super Mario 3, but it was like the GP whatever, so it started you at World 8. I was like, you can try this. It had like 45 lives, and I'm like, well, good luck. And so they played that, and Hadley honestly kind of got it. Like, she was understanding that she needed to jump at certain times and move back and forth. It's like... This is my saving grace. Is the
what would they
one.
Do for Super Mario 2? I feel like they would.
I don't
hate it.
I don't. I almost made them play that, but I was like, I can't let them shit all over Mario 2. I can't do it.
Well, they can't figure out the first Mario. There's no way they're gonna do Mario 2.
We need a crash course on video games. But again, I think it comes back to needing the right controller for the right games.
Did they like Luigi?
They love Luigi. Okay. But. Big fans of Gooigi in this house.
Yeah.
Watch out for him.
He's lurking around every vacuum.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's my platform. My issue of the week is video game controllers. Right controller for the right game. Playing it on an analog stick controller just doesn't work.
What if you made the controller look like a remote?
by getting the one that looked like a remote.
Yeah,
that's what I should do. It's probably what I will do, or just hook up the NES Classic. Like I said, that's probably the right call. So,
yeah.
All right, Ralph. Well, you can take us home with what you played, and then we'll get into some surmising of some scores. But before we get there, tell me a little bit about the dong in Tormented Souls.
There's no dong in it. Yeah, I've seen
this extreme lack of dong in a certain scene.
Yeah, the very beginning. I like that game a lot, but man, some of those puzzles are so obtuse. It's like, I don't like, okay, I found this site. Like, I finally had to use I didn't look for the exact way to solve the puzzle, but I found this site that gives you hints on this game. It's like, okay, like where, there was like this electrified water and I was trying to get into the morgue. I'm like, well, I obviously need to like get the electricity off. But maybe I'll just wander around for like 2 hours and see if I can figure it out. Nope. And then the hint was like, there's a sign on this bench. I was like, why would I have seen that? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I don't even remember how to do that. I remember having to do it, but I don't remember what I did.
You had to go to the generator room and turn the generator back off, even though you turned it on earlier. And then like I just solved the... Remember the monkey puzzle where you're like spinning these blocks and you hit it with a hammer? It's like a judge's.
Yeah.
Me and Katie sat there and stared at that and I was like, okay. Yeah, Derek, you got to like read this story and then try to move these blocks to where it fits with the pages of the story, like what's happening in the story. I don't know, man. Well,
it gets crazier as the game goes on, too. Like, it gets more weird, and the puzzles get goofier as the game goes on. So, it starts off pretty simple, and then just gets weird.
It's like a slide puzzle with pages? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like, you have to spin these blocks, but you have to read this story, and it's supposed to tell you...
The order of said blocks.
And figure out how you... basically, the blocks have, like... A monkey holding his eye or covering his eyes, ears, mouth.
Okay.
Whatever. And you have to like pick which monkey fits with the theme of the page of the story.
Well, that's like that's the old don't hear, don't see, don't say kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Hear no evil, see no evil, speak whatever. Exactly. Yeah, but it doesn't.
It doesn't spell that out though.
No, we finally guessed what it was, but I looked at the hints and like the hints, I was like, why would I have ever thought that? I don't understand. Maybe I'm just not wise enough to figure this game out, but
that's how I felt about Portal 2 at times.
I think they're intentionally like make those puzzles to be vague. So
I mean, I like the game a lot. I think the environments are neat. The voice acting, if that game had no voice acting, I think it would be better for it, because voice acting probably. Is atrocious.
Yeah, that priest guy.
Yeah, they're all the main characters. Jeez, that actress is horrible. Like, did they just like get somebody's mom to do this voice?
It might have been the developers. Like, that's usually what happens a lot of times. Developers just do the voice if they can't afford to find somebody.
Yeah, that could have been the case here, but I mean, I think the combat's kind of fun. Well, it's not that hard, at least, which I haven't really... I guess I kind of fought a boss.
The weapon is weird. Sort of.
Yeah, I got the nail gun, and I got the shotgun.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, the shotgun's weird, too. You have to, like, piece it together. It's some weird-looking thing.
it's like, this piece smells like sulfur. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just found a stapler. I was like, is this a weapon? No, it's not a weapon. I don't know. I think I'm trying to do something with a floppy disk now. And I have not. Yeah. I don't even know where the floppy disk is. So
That's my next move. But I'm hope I'm getting close to the end, but I don't know if I am.
Don't copy that floppy. But you probably are. It sounds like you are getting closer to the end, but there are some boss fight things towards the end, so but I don't know.
Okay.
The game is pretty the game gets weirder and more combat heavy the longer you play it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty into it. It's just, like, I'm dumbfounded half the time at the puzzles. But, yeah, I've only had to look up hints for, like, probably two of them. But, and then it'll be like, well, I obviously need, I'll, like, find this thing in the library. And it was like, you need a battery to put in here. And I was like, okay, I saw somewhere earlier where there was a place to charge a battery, a car battery. It's like, so I need to find the car battery. Find the car battery, finally. You go to charge it, and it's like, this is going to take days to charge this.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. So you have to, like, go back in time. Yeah,
it's time travel.
And charge it. Like, so, like, it's pretty interesting, like, some of these puzzles was just like, just let me solve this. This is stupid. Yeah, this seems like a game I might send to Derek, but I don't know if you would like it or not. I mean, it feels like a Resident Evil game, like an old one. Yeah.
That doesn't
in a
that,
lot of ways.
That doesn't make me excited about it. Didn't like the old Resident Evil games.
That's stuff that he's talking about. Some of those items, like, they're very, like, long-lived items too, and like that really wasn't a thing in Resident Evil or in the Silent Hill. Like, usually, if you got an item, you're going to be using it pretty soon. But there's sometimes where you'll encounter something or pick up something, and you don't use it for a long time, and then you have to somehow. The game trusts that you're going to remember that you need to do this thing or use this thing. And...
yeah, like, because I've got some combination lock I think I got in the very first room or close to that. But yeah, I've still got it. I haven't used it yet.
Yeah. Oh, you'll need it. You're going to need that thing.
Okay. Good. But yeah, that key. So you get that key where you can spin parts of it to make the key look different, the end of it, so you can use it on different doors. I assumed that was only for one door, and it sure wasn't. Like, why would I have known that I was going to work on all these doors with these puzzles?
That was weird.
It might have been some file or something that you picked up that mentioned it.
Yeah, it could have been. I kind of would skim those, and I'm sure I would miss things. But, yeah, it's a good time. It's just... It's dumbfounding in a lot of ways, but...
If you're struggling with it, I would immediately probably cry and stop playing.
Well,
the
full frontal
nudity thing at the beginning doesn't make any sense. Like, they did not show that.
They did not. But this is the kind of game, like... I mean, if you were interested in it enough, you could play it with a walkthrough, and, like, I don't think you'd have any problems...
Sure.
Yeah.
...finishing it and maybe even have a good time. Like, I mean, because, like, the combat is not that hard. And it seems like you got plenty of ammo, at least from what I've seen. I mean, I kind of just, like, shoot something till it falls down, and then I whack it with the crowbar till it's dead. It seems to work.
Yeah. I think towards the end, they start giving you more enemies, and it makes it so that it's not as easy to shoot everything, because you're probably going to run out of ammo. So there's, like, some parts towards the end where you kind of have to, like, figure out if it's worth fighting or just trying to get around it.
Okay. yeah, maybe I'll get there. Maybe I won't. We'll see.
You never know. You also played some Evercade business, and you also got some UK business. Got that to show off.
Well, here's the box.
You pulled the trigger on the handheld.
It's a real dumb reason.
I'm ready for the dumb reason, because I love the dumb reasons you do these things.
Okay, so I don't know how well you can see this box. Yeah, we made Ryan leave the room. He may have been interested in this.
Maybe he went and bought it. He might have just went and bought it. I knew at one point there was a specific game that you were looking for that was only handheld, right?
Correct. So this comes with... So basically, the Namco Museum... Collection 1 and 2 are going out of print soon. And the licensing, the way it worked out for the Namco stuff is it's only playable on the handheld version of the Evercade. And I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, I was just listening. I started listening to this new podcast.
Oh.
well, new to me, called the Retro Hour, and they had the guys who created the Evercade on there, and they were just talking about it. But they even mentioned like that was the only two cartridges for the Evercade that will not work on the Evercade VS. I thought it was called Evercade Versus. Apparently it's Evercade VS.
VS, okay.
I don't know. So I wanted to play the Namco
the museum
collection, yeah. At least the second one, because it has Splatterhouse 2 and 3 on it.
Okay.
Which is the Genesis versions, which I don't actually know if it came out on anything else.
It came out on the PS3 and 360 copy of Splatterhouse.
But you had to like beat the game, right?
Yeah, I think there was some of those I think you can unlock pretty easily, and then there's other ones that you had to do some shit that just didn't seem worth doing to unlock.
Okay, well, I guess I could have done that, but that Splatterhouse game is on PS3 is terrible. But
it's also expensive now too.
Yeah, I do have it though, but so Splatterhouse 2 and 3 on Genesis have gone way up in price, like. It's crazy now. So I wanted to play them. Yeah, that's really the reason I got the handheld.
I mean,
which is kind of dumb.
Listen,
what else am I going
to
do?
I was going to say, when you've got the ability to buy something that you want, fuck it. Why hold back? Plus, I think that's a really, I think that is a nifty thing. I like that, the Evercade thing.
Well, and it's cool because, like, I've been playing Earthworm Jim 2 on the Evercade. And, like, the save, so you have save states and you save to the cartridge. So, like, I can pull it out of the Evercade VS and throw it in the handheld, and I got the save.
And you're good to go.
It's pretty neat.
That is pretty dope.
But Earthworm Jim 2, holy shit, is that game frustrating as hell.
Because
every level, I don't know if I ever played 2, like, when I was a kid.
I don't think I did, but...
Every level has a gimmick in it, and most of the gimmicks are extremely annoying, except the first level... No, the first level you have to, I don't remember what the first one was, but one level, like, you're like this weird, I forget what they call it, but it's just like a larva looking thing, and you're just floating around the level, trying not to hit stuff, and then one level you're like Jim with his head is like a balloon, and you're floating up,
okay,
trying not to run into things.
I feel like I remember that, but maybe that was the same. Maybe they had that somewhere else. Anyway.
And the worst level, and there's at least three of them.
Because those are the ones you've seen.
Yeah, and I'm almost to the end, is where Psycro, who is the bad guy, is throwing puppies out of a window.
Oh, shit.
What the
and
fuck?
You're carrying a giant marshmallow, and you have to... run under, you have to make the puppies bounce on the marshmallow to get to, I don't know, something on the right. But it is horrible. And there's four rounds for each of these levels.
What the fuck?
I don't think
you'd bounce off a mushroom. Or the
marshmallow.
Yeah, I think you'd just fall right into it.
Yeah. And like, if it wasn't for save states, there's no way in hell. Like, you can only have four of them hit the ground. And then it's game over. And the controls are just touchy enough to where I miss the spot. Oh, man. So I've been through two of those, and I was like, okay, this has got to be it. And then I just got to where it's the third one where I'm doing this for four more rounds, and I haven't gone back yet.
Just can't do it.
Well, holy shit. It's rough.
That's amazing.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice someday return a lot of save states. Maybe finish that.
Put that in a cartridge.
You should demaster that.
Yeah, we could do that. But now, so I have Earthworm Jim 1 now, because this handheld version came with three cartridges. And I didn't have the first Interplay collection, which has Earthworm Jim 1 and Booger Man and the first Clay Fighter. Fuck that shit. So I kind of want to beat both. Well, actually, I have three Earthworm Jim games now. The one on N64 also. I don't know why I kind of wanted to beat all of them, but I think it's going to be a complete waste of time. So there's that.
It's all right.
Those games are hard, aren't they?
Yes.
Gotta have goals.
I don't know.
Even if they're bad goals, you got to have them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something to do.
Yeah, it's something to do. Fuck it. Why not?
And I like collecting these Evercade cartridges. Like, they're like $20.
For a bunch of games.
Yeah, and they're like, kind of look like a Genesis box, sort of. And they got a little manual in there. Like, they're, I don't know.
It seems really well made. Yeah, it seems really well made.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Well, and for, what was it? $80 for that console itself. Like, that's not bad for a little handheld that you can play games on, I think.
Well, this one was more.
Well, fair.
Had to come from the UK because that's the only way to get the where you got the Namco Museum game as the pack in. It's weird because the American version has the Data East collection as a pack in, which would have like Burger Time.
You ordered it from what? Amazon UK?
This was Funstock, which is a UK website. It was that's actually where I got the Evercade VS Founders Edition.
It was exclusive to their. This still is not a bad price, though. Really, that's not a bad price.
I don't know.
What'd you say? It was three cartridges, right? Which are $20 a piece.
Well, except the Namco Museum one keeps going up because, like I said, it's going out of print.
So, I mean, either way, if you called them $20 a piece, that's $60. That cuts the thing in half. So that's still a steal, buddy.
And I don't want to play the Atari one, even though it has Ninja Golf on it, which I've heard is quite fun. Ninja Golf, apparently that Aqua Teen game on PS2 ripped off Ninja Golf. Because it's like you hit the ball, and then on the way to the ball, you have to fight enemies. So.
Oh, I see a picture of it here. That looks kind of good.
I haven't played it yet.
It's Mario fucking Speedsters Golf, whatever the fuck game is called, except for with ninjas.
Super Rush.
Super Rush, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Mario Golf.
Yeah, disappointing.
Disappointing golf.
All day.
What else you got, buddy? Anything else you want to talk about, or should we do some surmising of some scores then?
I'm guessing that's all I played. I don't really remember.
Fair enough.
Got that Pokemon Legends coming, I guess.
I think Nintendo has it still, I gotta look, but they had specific games that were double coins if you bought it digitally, and Pokemon Snap was one of those, so I considered buying that. Because I'm like, that's not a bad, I mean, what do you get? You get $12 out of that then, right? Is that what it is?
Or yeah, I don't know what it is. I saw Gamefly has it for
$45.
I didn't know if it was free shipping. I didn't look.
I didn't look either, but I just went and looked it because Target also has a buy two, get one free right now, and Arceus and Snap are both a part of that sale. And I was like, that's not bad, but I don't have a third game that I really want. Disco Elysium's on that sale, but $30. I'm like, I feel like I'm getting ripped off now.
Well, I could check that list out.
That's true.
We could double team.
That's true. Hell yeah.
On that. I don't know. I haven't really looked at it yet. I always like looking at those buy two, get ones for pre-orders.
I didn't look at pre-order stuff.
I haven't really looked yet. Yeah.
Get some Dying Light too.
See, there you go. She heard me say Pokemon Snap. She goes, is that on the Switch? I said, yes. She goes, I want. Okay, well, so we'll either figure out if we're going to buy it physically or digitally, because like I said, one way or the other. Because the Legends are, take a look at that list, because it wasn't a bad list for the buy two, get one free. I couldn't believe Arceus was on there, honestly.
Yeah.
That was kind of nuts.
Yeah.
And I would,
I'll check it out.
For what's on there, I was like, I would go for Arceus for sure, so.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Take a look. All right, well, let's throw it over to Surmise the Score, host Careful Ralph.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Surmise Score, Surmise Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Surmise Score, Surmise Score. Everyone Surmise the Score.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. And due to this being a thrilling season, whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. The backlog list, powered by Subway. Subway. Eat Subway.
Subway, go fuck yourself for letting people steal my money.
Yeah. And for making a salad out of entirely spinach.
Yeah.
many moons ago, there was a game that we all know and love, we all played. Far Cry 6.
Oh, yes, yes, that is true.
We did all play it.
We did. We all absolutely loved it, too.
Yeah,
did game we? Of the year. 74 out of 100. That's a PS4 version. I mean, PS5 version, excuse me. So, coming in second with a guess of 79 was Ralph.
Ooh, oh, boy. Don't let it happen.
Nailing it with a guess of 75 was Derek.
Yes!
Oh. Sorry to do this to you 2 weeks in a row, Ryan. But losing with a guess of 83 was Ryan.
Nice, nice, Derek, nice.
You have won the right.
I have.
To make Ryan play a game from his backlog list, oh, yeah, powered by Subway.
Yes. Ryan, I would like you to play apparently one of the greatest games of all time, and it's on your list. Final Fantasy VI.
Okay. I thought you were going to say five.
No, I don't know. Six.
I was actually hoping you'd pick Shenmue 3.
I thought about picking Shenmue 3. I thought about picking Shenmue 3, but I'm like, no, because I want to hear about 6.
Okay. Yeah, I think I only have 6 on PlayStation 1, but I might have it on something else.
And on your Super Nintendo Classic.
Yeah. So I'll have to figure out which one I want to play it on.
Yeah. It might run easier. It might be easier to play it on the Classic, I guess.
It could. Yeah, maybe. I think I played a little bit on the Classic already. I know. I've started this game multiple times.
Yeah. The one time I started it and then died and it sent me all the way back to the beginning, I was like, oh, well, there was 2 hours of my life I'm not getting back, and I don't want to do this again. So,
yeah, the Classic at least will have the save state stuff. PlayStation 1 does not, but I can play it on my PS3.
Right. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, there you go.
They've released those Pixel slogan for the PC. Show. I don't know if those are ever going to come to console. You remember they're talking about those Pixel remasters of those Final Fantasy games? I think 6 was one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do believe that. Yeah, I think
they put that on PC, but I don't know if they're ever coming to console.
I don't think they are.
That's so weird. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't put those out, but
maybe one day. We can't surmise the score if you want.
Yes, please.
But Final Fantasy
Would you
6.
Like that? For Final Fantasy 6, what would Ryan think of it? maybe
buses.
A little early, but it doesn't matter. Horizon Forbidden West is coming.
Oh, yes.
February 18th.
Do we already do Elden Ring, too? I forget if we did Elden Ring.
Oh, no, we didn't. Let's go ahead and do that. Elden Ring. Horizon Forbidden West. Derek, you are expert Horizon Forbidden West man. What would you say?
I'm gonna go with 88. 88. That's where I'm going.
88. I will go with a 90.
Nice.
Oh. Ryan, will you be sandwiched? Sponsored by Subway?
No. I was gonna pick 88, but I'll do 87.
Oh, ooh, okay. The Derek's somewhat sandwich.
Okay.
The forcible sandwich.
Powered by Subway. Elden Ring. I am the expert of Elden Ring.
Absolutely.
I will play this.
Oh, yeah, wait. For sure.
Probably not.
Watched Elden all of Ring. Game of Thrones and played all the fun software games.
Yep.
Yeah, I love George Rock and Roll Martin. I love Cookies and Cream. We're good here. Elden Ring, I will go with an 80... Four. Ryan, Elden Ring.
I was gonna do 85, so I'll just stick with that. See what happens.
85, and Derek.
Elden Ring. 85 is Ryan. I'm sorry. What was yours, Ralph? One more time.
84.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. Man, I don't think this game's gonna get this much, but it might because people are obsessed with it. I'm gonna go with a 90.
90. Okay. There you go.
I'm going to go big.
George R.R. Martin, greatest game of all time.
Yeah, could be. he might get us there. You never know.
Yeah.
He usually gets me there.
Yeah, the rock and roll really gets me going.
Yeah.
Is he in the game? I think he's in the game.
Yeah, he's EA Sports in the game. He developed rock and roll racing single-handedly also. I'm pretty
sure.
Gonna
have to, I think you're going to have to like murder George R.R. Martin at some point.
We all hope so.
That'd be a hell void. Be a hell void to end the game. He's the big boss.
Yeah, there's just like some character in the game that just can't finish writing some book.
He's got the worst writer's block in the world. You just need you to end it for him.
Yeah, just got to put him out of his misery.
He's just begging you to just fucking kill him, yeah.
Why did neither of you two have that Game of Thrones game on your backlog list?
Oh, I bought a Game of Thrones game for like a dollar. I think you might have been there when I bought it, Ralph. Or okay, I think it was around the time that you guys came to. It was either when we went to San Antonio or some other time before that. I had the Game of Thrones game. Is that the PS3 one and
X360?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I own a Game of Thrones game, do I?
No, I don't.
I'm sure I don't.
I do.
It costs a dollar, and I was like, I don't know. Like,
who doesn't have a dollar, right?
How many games out there are a dollar? So I bought it. I got it. I can download that shit.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, why not?
Put that on this backlog.
Yeah, you could.
I'm not going to make you do that.
Too late, it's there. Put it on!
I don't remember what it's called, other than Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There's the Telltale Game of Thrones as well. I do not have that.
I think I might own the Telltale one.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. What is that called?
I think it's just called Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's a Telltale one. Shit, what's that called?
I could look this up.
I think it's also just called Game of Thrones.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph, Balan Wonderworld's on this buy two, get one free list, just so you.
I'm going to call it Game of Thrones 2012, because that's when it came out.
Man. Balan Wonderworld.
The world ended 2012.
Also, how is Crash 4 still $60? What is happening here?
I don't know.
It's not worth it.
It's not. That's what's rough about these buy two get one free lists.
Game of Thrones, a Telltale game series, is the official title of the Telltale version.
Yeah.
Huh.
That seems smart.
Cyanide Studio made Game of Thrones. That sounds familiar.
I've played Call of Cthulhu. They also made that.
Okay, that was them. Okay.
And they also made Dare Advances 2021 Game of the Year, Werewolf the Apocalypse.
That's why we know them.
Yeah. Man. So you can turn into a werewolf in Game of Thrones? I don't know how that show works.
I mean, there's probably some dire wolves.
I'm sure there's wolves around there somewhere. There's wolves among us. I'm not sure if you've heard that, but.
Oh.
See what I did there.
You play as somebody at the wall, wearing the black. That's how it starts. I remember playing the intro.
It's all you need in Game of Thrones. You know the rest at that point. All right, Ryan. Yeah. Let's
Jack Black version of the song. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
Let's do this thing here. I've got Ralph's list from last week with the games or series Derek has never played, where we crossed off some games that Ralph was pretty sure I wouldn't like, and then we ranked the top three of these other games. I forgot I did. I did end up playing some Kirby's Adventure. I forgot to put that on there. It was one of the games I played on my. I don't understand what I'm doing in that game. The controls are very weird.
But, you gotta eat stuff as Kirby.
Well, right, and then you can like just suck air and float, and essentially just float through the entire level and never fight enemies. I'm like, why am I allowed to do this? Makes no sense. But all right.
You could do that.
That's what I did. It worked out swimmingly.
It's how you get to the Woolly World.
I hope so. So, all right, let's go down the list here. I'm obviously Portal 2. I will just give you the hint that that was Ralph's gold medal winner last week, and that's why I purchased, played, and finished Portal 2. So you don't have to worry about Portal at all from Ralph. So
you respect but hate it.
I do. Yeah. Much respect, but not my thing.
Okay, and Ralph thought you would like it or hate it.
Ralph thought I would like it. That was the game he thought that out of all of them that I should play and that I would like the most.
I thought you dabbled in some Mass Effect.
I started the very first Mass Effect when I bought the trilogy at Best Buy for $20 years and years ago and never went any further with it. So not enough. And now that it's on.
Now there's a new trilogy.
Now that I can play it in stunning 4K, it's available for me to play.
For free via someone else.
Christmas, technically, because I have the PlayStation version, but also free via somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Now it's on Game Pass. Yeah.
And I already opened the one that I got for Christmas, so. Yeah, it's tough.
I'm pretty sure you would hate Crackdown.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, all right.
Do we get to pick which Crackdown?
You could pick which. Yeah, I mean, you could pick whatever Crackdown.
I should probably just say that you would love all these games. So
make me play them all. that'd be all right, too.
I don't think any of them are good, but maybe you'd have the most fun with a most recent one.
Yeah, I remember, I think we talked about that last week. I remember downloading 3 and I just never played it. I just was like, I don't think I want to deal with this.
I've only played the first one, so like I just assume that like I would hate the other two, but I can't say for sure.
Right.
But I know for sure I hate the first one. I hate it so much. Never finished it.
Okay. Crackdown off the list.
But I don't know, I mean you might like it.
This is where you gotta whittle this down. Ralph didn't cross off Crackdown, but he did cross off Crysis.
He did?
Yep.
Okay.
Now you don't have to. You can do, this is all your list. This is your list here.
Which Banjo-Kazooie is this?
I've never played any of them, so whatever one I would have the ability to play. I think, Ralph, you said they're on the replay?
Probably on Game Pass.
Yeah, they're on replay, at least the first two. Well, actually, I think all of them are.
Yeah.
Well, besides the Game Boy Advance one, but. No.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd cross off Banjo because I guess it just depends on which one, because I know like Nuts and Bolts is quite a bit different than the N64 one, so
yeah.
Pretty sure you would hate Dead Rising.
Yeah, we crossed that one off last week. We knew that wasn't gonna be a thing. Yeah.
Maybe 4. I told me I might like Dead Rising 4, but I don't, or was it 3?
Yeah.
What's the
Frank's Big Package?
Yeah, 3 and 4 are both more friendly than 1 and 2. I think 2 is pretty friendly, but definitely the first one. If you played the first one, I think you'd hate it. Pretty sure you'd hate Kane and Lynch.
Yep.
That's what Ralph said, too.
Sly Cooper is such like, especially the first one is like kind of like a baby game. Like there's not much going on, so I don't think you really like Sly Cooper, other than like it's ridiculously easy.
That was also crossed off on Ralph's list. So you guys are pretty similar so far.
Like I know you would like Burnout. Like there's no way, especially those first couple Burnout games. Like it's the first couple Burnout games. There's just modes in there where you just blowing shit up and causing all kinds of chaos, so like it's pretty hard to.
Well, what's the Burnout that I what's the one that they just remastered or did recently?
Oh, Paradise.
That's the one I think I was playing or owned somewhere.
Yeah, Paradise to me is different. Like I don't know if there's a mode where you just cause chaos in Paradise. There might be, but the original Burnouts, there was just a mode where like that's all you did was you just tried to cause the biggest accident you can.
That's awesome.
So
wait a minute here.
Burnout Revenge? I don't know which one, like $6 on eBay? Like what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
What are we talking? Yeah. We're talking Burnout Dominator. We're talking Burnout Revenge.
Look at this motherfucker.
Burnout
right
3.
I think 3 is the one I played 2. The most.
We're talking Burnout 1. What are we doing here?
I don't know which one's the one to go for here.
Revenge is the one.
Yeah, first 3, I don't think you can go wrong with first 3. I don't know much about after the first 3.
I feel like it's hard to go back to the first 2, I think. I think anything after 3 is a winner.
I don't know which one you'd have access to other than Paradise.
I mean, listen, I went out and bought the winner of last week's game. I went out and bought it on eBay. So I am fully prepared to do the same thing this week as long as it is not expensive.
I don't even know what that is, so I can't tell you if you'd like it or not. I'm going to say no for Gex.
Nye was Knights. I think it was Knights into Dreams.
Oh, Knights? Yeah. Like that one I think you would hate too. Yeah. Like I know I would hate it. but like to me, like that's like a step above Balan Wonderworld. So,
it's a lot better than Balan Wonderworld.
Well, I mean, it's a step up. I don't know how big the step is, but Balan Wonderworld's a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest are we talking about? Like, they're so different.
The one that I was aiming for was probably the one I have access to, which is the one on Game Pass, which I think is 11 that people seem to really, really like.
Yeah, I think you would like that one. I don't know what Gran Turismo you have access to.
hopefully none.
None of them. I own none of them.
And I don't know how much those cost. But the PS3 one, 6, is probably the... Because I don't think they ever put one out on PS4.
No, they never did.
It was like a re-release.
Oh, there's Sport. Gran Turismo Sport.
Oh, that's true.
I think.
So yeah, I don't know what would be good. I mean, that's just a car racer. Like, if you don't really like simulation racing, I can't imagine you're gonna like Gran Turismo. It probably won't be bad. It'll just be boring.
Right.
They'll say pass on Gran Turismo.
Have you played a Star Fox game?
I have played Star Fox 1 on the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you'd like Dead Island either if you don't like Dead Right or Dying Light, because it's pretty much the same thing. So you'd probably cross Dead Island, especially if you're going to play like Escape Dead Island, then you just kind of burn it.
Yeah, that's fair.
You already played Kirby.
I played a little bit of Kirby. I didn't play 64, obviously, but I played the two that Ralph kind of picked out were 64 or Adventure, and I played some Adventure on the SNES.
You should play like Woolly World or something like that. Like, the game is just like, it's stupid easy.
Epic Yarn.
Yeah. Is it Epic Yarn? Is it Yoshi? Yeah, Yoshi's the Woolly World Epic Yarn. Yeah. I played it. It's on Wii. I played that. My roommate bought it once just because it looked cool. I played it a little bit and I was like, okay, yeah, this game is stupid simple. Yeah, I think you'd like the first Jak and Dexter. I think the other ones you might not like. They're supposedly hard. So I'd probably cross off Jak and Dexter.
Okay.
Crysis is just a shooter, so like I can't imagine like you like
not like
that frustrated with it.
Sure.
Like, other than like the first one's more open world. I think the other two are more like linear, but maybe I don't know. So I can't imagine you like hating Crysis. But Beautiful Joe is supposed to be pretty hard. As the more you play it, it doesn't start off that hard.
I was like really into the idea of getting Beautiful Joe, but it is not cheap for being an old game.
I don't think it's cheap on anything.
No,
I don't think
it's
cheap
not.
On GameCube or cheap on PlayStation 2.
No. You're talking $30 to $40 minimum for either one.
Yeah. I don't actually have Beautiful Joe. I played it at Target in one of their kiosks on GameCube, and didn't look like it was something that I should have bought, but like in retrospect I should have bought it when it was cheap.
Sure.
But I heard that game gets hard, but I never made it far enough to know how hard it gets. From what I played, it wasn't too hard. I'd say of all those games,
you're down to it now.
I don't think you'd like the first Mass Effect, but
and Ralph, to his point, said I just jump into, you know, three.
Two or three. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Probably two. Three kind of starts off a little weird. I don't know. So you probably cross Beautiful Joe off because like it's not worth it.
It's expensive. Yeah. It's definitely expensive.
But I don't know how expensive Burnout 3 is, but I'm pretty sure you could just go to like Jay's and find a copy of Burnout 3.
Burnout 3, well, I found for $9 on eBay.
Yeah.
And then I've got Burnout Revenge for $13 right here.
But you already have Burnout it?
No. Both of them on eBay.
Oh.
Revenge, I have the 360 version of Revenge. It works on an Xbox One.
And that's why I was... Yeah, that's what I was looking at here was this one's from Seattle. And yeah, it's got $13. Yeah. I think it's free shipping, maybe? Free shipping.
Well, how much is it to buy Burnout Revenge digitally on the Xbox Store?
I didn't look. Probably 20.
Nah, that's way too much. Burnout
Revenge. I don't know. I bought
my copy of Burnout Revenge on 360 from eBay.
It's $9.99.
Peggy.
It's the PAL version.
Oh, the PAL version.
Yeah. But it still works in my Xbox One. So.
What'd you say it was digitally for Burnout 3?
Looks like it's $9.99. This is $9.99 plus, so it's probably $9.99 plus taxes.
Oh, fuck. There you go. $10 on the store. That ain't bad.
Yeah, you might even convince, was it Tony to buy it?
Tony, you'll have $5 on it with me.
Yeah, he got Lost Odyssey for you. So,
yeah, I downloaded that the other day, too. I haven't played it, but I downloaded it once he bought it. I was like, sweet.
Wait, what about Fable? Have you played a Fable game?
I have played a Fable game, yep. I played Fable 2 back in the day.
Okay.
I played that on PC. Played Fable on PC.
Out of all these games, I think you probably like Burnout the most. I think you'd like Dragon Quest XI, and you wouldn't like hate Crysis. You might hate the first Mass Effect, probably not the second one, but it just depends on which Banjo you play. Like, and those are also old as fuck now. But like original Burnout, that mode where you just cause a huge wreck, like it's hard to not like that.
So are we doing, do you think, if we're calling Burnout our number one here, are we doing Burnout Revenge or Burnout, or do I need to go for Burnout Takedown?
If Ralph thinks Burnout Revenge is just as good as like 3, then probably just do Revenge.
Well, what how are you playing 3?
I don't know. I played it on PS2.
This is a PS2 copy that I would have to order.
Okay. Because, I mean, it would be easier to play Revenge.
Yes, probably. That is true.
I mean, I don't remember if Takedown's better or not. They're both really good.
The only one that I played a lot of was 3, and I remember it being a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think 3 and Revenge are the best ones to me. Dominator ain't bad.
I think we're stuck with the easy route here, which is Revenge on the 360. So we're gonna go Burnout Revenge is Ryan's number one here.
Yeah,
I could just mail that to you.
That's true. $10. I don't. It doesn't matter to me. What's your number two, Ryan? What do you got here? What do you think?
Probably Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest 11. Okay.
And then after that, Mass Effect, and then probably Banjo-Kazooie.
Mass Effect 2 coming in bronze. All right.
Like, if you're going to put any Kirby game, I can't really say, but like Epic Yarn, I think like that game is so like chill and like harmless that like you might get bored, but I can't imagine you hating it.
I feel like I almost bought it back then. I just never pulled the trigger on it, only because I had not played a lot of Kirby games at the time. So I was like, I don't know that I need to do this. But it looks like that game also is not cheap to go buy anymore.
Probably not, because it's pretty unique. Like, I don't think it's a great game. It's just a okay game, but it has a very unique look to it.
Let's see.
It's on 3DS also now.
Oh, that's true.
Which probably isn't cheap either.
I have this one here, free shipping, Kirby's Epic Yarn, $13.53.
On DS or on
the Wii?
On the Wii. Gonna have to get out your Wii U to play that.
Bust out the Wii. I don't even have my Wii U. I just got a Wii. Probably be easier for me to buy the 3DS version, honestly, but I bet you that's more expensive.
Yeah, probably.
3DS. it's triple deluxe. Well. Oh man, Planet Robobot. Remember how bad that game was?
That Sly Cooper collection, though. If you get Sly Cooper collection, that's like one of the easiest 3 platinums you're ever going to get.
Yeah. I guess I can send that to you too. I got that.
There you go.
I don't want it.
Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn, $50, $45 on eBay. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway. Cool if they put the Crysis collection on Game Pass.
That would be cool.
On that.
Yeah. For posterity's sake, Ralph's picks were Kirby, either 64 or Adventure. That was his bronze. His silver was also Dragon Quest, and Portal 2 was his gold. So you guys are pretty fucking close on what you think I would like. So that's good. It means I'm easy to read. I'm gonna go downstairs.
It's hard to like find somebody that didn't like that old Burnout, those old Burnout games. Like those games were so popular.
Listen, don't tempt me. I shit on Portal 2. I can do it. Fucking Burnout. I doubt I will.
They were like fun, not even to play, just to watch somebody else play because the crashes are just so crazy.
Yeah, I might go. Yeah. I'll probably go buy that, and maybe I'll, depending on what Ralph says, I might buy Pokemon Snap digitally, and then do Arceus on the buy two get one free if we can figure out another third game to get.
Oh, he added Lost Planet. Like, dude, yeah, I think he hate Lost Planet. He knows
that. I did Lost Planet. I played Lost Planet 3. I don't think I played one or two, but I played 3. Yeah. That was the snowy one, right?
That one is probably the one you'd like the most because that one actually like has like some kind of story.
Well, and you to play it was co-op because I remember playing that with Chris and Garrett. Yeah. So we played the fuck out, and I think I got it at Best Buy for like $10 at one point. Yeah. So we played the shit out of that.
The first one is like really goofy controls and anime as hell. And the second one, I don't know if it focuses that much on story anymore, but it's really goofy controls. So
yeah, three wasn't bad, but it definitely was strange for sure.
Yeah.
So,
but the first one was a big deal because that was like one of those launch games on 360. And so everybody was just amazed at the graphics. And now like the graphics don't look great anymore because it's old as fuck. So now it just kind of sucks.
It's a nice little break from the old backlog list. This is the go buy video games list for Derek Vance, but I'm excited. Most of them I can play for free. Like Kirby's Adventure, I got to play. That was free. Mass Effect, I can play for free. Dragon Quest, I can play for free. So I'll go buy Burnout. $10? Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like Burnout's like, seems like it's the game that's like the most pure fun.
And people, so. I've heard so many people talk about Burnout. You guys have talked about Burnout and the fun that it was when it came out and just like just the ridiculousness of it. So I just remember when I played Paradise, I was like, I don't understand what I should be doing here. And I know that that was when everything kind of changed and it wasn't the same.
It was like more of a racing game where I think there is racing in Burnout and you can like knock people out while you're racing, but that crash mode is just like I don't know if that crash mode is in Paradise, but it definitely is in the first few and it's a very good mode.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, the old Burnouts are more set up like, you know, like a Mario Kart, sort of. Like, you just pick a race and then you do it.
Sure.
You're not, like, in an open world. And that, I don't like that at all about, I don't like any racing game that throws you into an open world. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for me.
It's like all, that's the, that Forza Horizon series.
Feels too aimless.
Is all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, Need for Speed, one of those did, or they started doing that. I mean, like, that Need for Speed reboot, I kind of liked, but whether or not the open world.
If you start adding live action scenes and fist bumps and monsters to it, then
that helps a lot.
Game. Yeah, start getting the game right there.
Everything's back on track at that point.
Yeah,
hells yeah.
All right, well there it is. I'm gonna go pick up Burnout and check that out. So we'll I'll report back on that for next week. Ryan, what are you playing for next week?
I'm not sure. I'll probably continue playing Shadow Man. I don't know. It's like weird. I played a little bit of Scarlet Nexus, but I haven't gotten too much further in it. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm just waiting until Horizon comes out before I actually start really getting into a game.
Yeah, biding your time. Guess I need to figure out.
Gonna have to play some Final Fantasy VI.
Hell yeah! I got to figure out if I'm gonna pre-order that through. I don't remember. Every time I pre-order it from one or the other, it always ends up coming a day late. So I don't know if I'm gonna go Best Buy or Amazon, but it's like fuck.
I don't like it when they have, like, you mentioned that they have the free upgrade. And to me, it's like, if you're going to have the free upgrade,
just make it the same fucking price.
Don't sell one for $70 and one for.
It's really obnoxious because I don't want the PS4 case. And I know that's really dumb, but I don't. I just don't. But I also want to save $10. So, like.
I thought I read you could download it and it'll still give you the upgrade. Is that wrong? I just read that.
So if I buy it on a PS5, it'll only sell me the PS5 copy.
But you could buy it from
website. Which website?
PlayStation Store site.
Oh, I guess I don't know. Maybe
you can buy digital copies on like Amazon and stuff too.
Yeah.
I could find that article. I could load up my PS4, go buy it there, and then install it on my PS5, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean I just saw an article about this last week that was saying like, hey, you could. This is how you save $10 on this. And I'm like, yeah, I need that case, though. I'm stupid. Yeah,
I'll probably just end up buying the PS4 case and just being done with it because that bothers the fuck out of me. But
planning on charging you for the upgrade, and then they got
Yes.
They were like, okay, free upgrade.
Free upgrade, but we're still going to charge you physically $10 more because, or digitally $10 more because fuck off.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it's that. Really, it should just be the same price. I don't understand it.
Yeah. I'm hoping that as we get closer to release at the end of the month that it'll change, but I'm going to doubt that it is. So I'll end up buying a PS4 case for a PS5 game and just have to download the fucking... Ugh, God, that bothers me so much.
You did that with Life is Strange, though.
I know. Ugh. But I don't know. This is, I don't know, it feels different because I like the way the PS5 cases look.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, so that's what you got, Ryan. What about you, Ralph? What, some more Evercade business?
Yeah, and some Pokemon Legends.
We should play, we need to play some more, I want to see you play some Werewolf.
Apocalypse.
Oh. We need to get on that.
Yeah. Game's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's just super mindless. Like, it's absolutely just, like, dumb fun. And sometimes there's not even fun to be had. It's just, like, to me, that's the Ryan, I watched 3 seasons of a show while I played this game and don't really remember what I played of the game kind of game. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't really have to pay attention. You can just hit a button and move on.
Yeah.
Hit that werewolf button.
Yeah, just smash the werewolf button all the time.
Yeah.
That's how you subscribe to this podcast. You have to smash the werewolf button.
It's just the one button game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the power button.
I'm gonna hope that you enjoy Pokemon. But my gut feeling on you getting Pokemon is this. You will either love it or hate it enough that you probably might trade it in by the end of next week.
Yeah, because I'm gonna have to go to GameStop to pick up Horizon anyway. Yeah. So,
and when Horizon's the end of the month, right? Or is it next?
It's 18th.
Okay.
18th.
So the end of the month is Elden Ring. I couldn't remember which one was which. So, yeah, I have a feeling that by the time, my prediction is by the time that you go to pick up Horizon, you will probably have traded in Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have come away with Elden Ring and a Madden pre-order.
Madden for next year, though, not this year.
Yeah.
The Emmett Smith version next week.
It's going to be the John Madden special edition next year. It's got to be, right? So,
yeah.
I would hope so. We'll see.
He's the goat. The real goat.
He's the real goat. Yep. All right. That's it. 290 in the books. I'll wrap it up here, and we'll be back at you again next week with another episode. Until then, for Ryan, for Ralph, I am Derek. Level up.